1-9 to 9 points was the final score. So in their first ever adult hurling championship game, Dunloe took victory today. Cormac Hartnett is manager of the Dunloe side, and he now joins me on the line. Cormac, a very good afternoon, and well done. Congratulations, off to a winning start.
Thanks very much, Ashin. It was a great day. I suppose the first thing I have to point out is I'm one of the management, but I'm not the manager. Ronan Mulligan is actually the manager of the team, but I'm doing this interview on his behalf and on the team's behalf, really. But yes, we're very, very pleased. I suppose when you're starting off into adult level, even though we have a history of doing well and being in under-21 finals and minor finals and under-16 finals over the last year in Division 1, you still don't know how your team is going to perform on the day, especially when that level of intensity increases. But we're very pleased with the way things turned out today.
Yeah, and obviously there would have been nerves at the start of the game, but maybe you'll tell us about the game today and how that 3-point victory came about.
Yeah, well, you're bang on. There certainly were nerves at the start of the game, and I think our players were a little bit in awe of unions maybe at the start. We certainly didn't get into the game. Now, there was a strong breeze blowing from left to right as you sit in the stand, and we played against it in the first half, and we went in a point down at half time, having played reasonably well, but played with certainly within ourselves, and I think not getting involved enough at the level of intensity that we would have expected our lads to get into. But the second half, we certainly upped it, and with the breeze in our favour, we made a few switches to utilise that breeze to maximise the benefit out of it. And we three without reply in the earlier stages of that second half. Now, Unions did come back at us, and at the end of the day, it was Sean McGee, who's one of our captains. He got that goal, and it was his goal ultimately that separated the two of us. So it was a game that was in the balance really throughout the game, and it's a great credit to Unions, fielding a second team and putting a game of such calibre together. We're very pleased to come out of it with the win. We feel we've learned a lot from it, and that we can certainly improve a lot upon it now that we have that first game under our belt. So all in all, it's kind of a breathing out of relief that it's over, that we've gone there, and the nerves of the first ever championship game and the sort of the weight of history that might bring upon you is now dispensed with, and we can get on with the rest of the championship.
Yeah. Since the sport of hurling came back into what would be a football heartland down in Dunloe, what's the response been like from the local community down there, Cormac?
It's been great. It's been great. I suppose, like anything else, when you're starting something that's entirely new, and we're at it now about 12 years, people don't like the status quo being rocked or the something new possibly interfering with the existing sports set up down there. But once you get a bit of traction and once you get a bit of movement, things do progress. And certainly the club, the schools, both national schools and secondary schools, in particular the RCS, they all threw their shoulders behind the proverbial wheel, and over the last years it has gone from strength to strength. Now, there's no doubt about it, we have a lot more to do to get ourselves to possible parity, but Dunloe has embraced the duality of hurling and football within its own club, and we've got a great executive there who really have, as I say, the secretary, Paddy McGowan, the chairman, James O'Hagan, and the owner, they really have endorsed it, and they put their weight behind it, and it's been great. We've got a new sponsor on board this year for the next 3 years, which is Campbell Auctioneers, and they've put quite a bit of money into investing new jerseys, etc., for the team. So all in all, you'd have to say that while there might have been certain reluctance at the start, a bit of perseverance and some thick-necked endurance got us through the initial stages, and now there are a lot of coaches, there are a lot of people behind it, there are a lot of supporters, there are a lot of players. So it has certainly taken root, and we just need to look after it now to make sure that it stays that way.
Yeah. Just finally, you stayed on to watch a bit of the St. Eunan's McCool Senior Hurling Championship game. That match, of course, followed. We've seen the likes of Buncrana pulling off a big shock at senior level today, beating Burt in the championship. You boys have now played your first adult championship game, but I'm sure that would be a dream of Dunloe to compete at senior level in hurling in the county.
Absolutely. And to do that as quickly responsible. Now, that may be a 3 to 5 year project. It may happen a little bit quicker. Who knows? The CCC have dictated this year that the winners of the junior championship must go to senior next year. And there'll be a certain amount of debate as to whether that's wise or not. But I don't see anything untoward about it. You certainly would be possibly regarded as the whipping team for a number of years, but your learning curve certainly goes very quickly up when you're pitted against opposition that are more experienced and playing at a higher level of speed and intensity. And ultimately, look, we're in this year to compete. We're in this year to do well in the junior championship. We certainly want the most out of it, and if that ultimately means that we get fast tracked into senior, then so be it. Some of us might regard it as a little bit premature, but we'll take whatever comes our way.